Air on Hastings' link to local sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Northwest tonight at a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Girls game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tim Barker. And coach, anytime Northwest and Adams Central gets together, you know we're going to have a whale of a basketball game, and we expect no different tonight.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how things go tonight. We're going to have to hit some shots to make it a game, and they're bigger and more experienced than we are, and that's kind of the same thing we've had. But last year we went in there and it ended up being an overtime game, and it was a tight game the entire time. So hopefully we can bring that much energy and play hard and at least get to that point again.
Last weekend, a split for you, played pretty well in a ball game last Friday night, beating Loup City 41-33. Then going on the road last Saturday and losing a heartbreaker up at St. Paul 45-44. Your feelings on the two ball games last weekend?
Well, the Loup City game, we had trouble with their zone as far as getting the ball into our post players, and then kind of fell in love with throwing the ball up from the outside, and we couldn't get very many baskets to go. So that game was a little bit frustrating in that aspect as far as what we were trying to do, get the ball inside and then inside out, at least get a look inside first, and we weren't able to do that very well. And the open shot was there, but we just couldn't get them to fall. And then going up to St. Paul, we really were playing okay. There was a lot of pressure, and we had some layups and some shots that went early in the game. And then we got in the fourth quarter, and we missed some layups and missed some free throws, and we were up 10. Going into the fourth, and they score 21 points. They get really hot and hit some shots from the outside, and then get a couple putbacks inside. And it doesn't take long for a 10-point lead to disappear, and then come down to the end of the game, and they made one more shot than we did, and they beat us by one.
In the ball game against Loup City, you talked about having problems getting the ball inside, and it had some problems working against the zone. Is that something you worked on this week?
Yeah, we worked on a lot of that in transition. Really, a team like St. Paul has a tendency to switch their defense a lot between a man and then different types of a zone. So, we've been constantly working on that. We're kind of going through a stretch here where we're going to see several teams playing man-to-man. That's kind of their MO. But some of them might change up to zone. So we've worked on both. And it really comes down to, making decisions and being aggressive with the ball and not always falling in love with the three-point line, but looking to make a drive here and there and make the defense respect you and then be able to kick it out for a little bit better shot than always that three-point shot. So we've talked about that, some things we could do to improve.
Going into the St. Paul game, your team is a team that had won four out of their last five ball games. It seems like you kind of turned the corner and then you kind of go up there and stub your toe. That's kind of a frustrating deal, isn't it?
Yeah, we felt good going into the game. We played pretty good for three quarters and just didn't finish that one. And I don't... We're battling a little bit of the sickness and some different things, and it almost seemed like maybe we ran out of gas a little bit in that fourth quarter and didn't have legs to finish it out. And I'm not sure if that's what happened or we just didn't finish and make plays. We had the ability to finish that one out, so it is disappointing, and it was a hard one. It was a harder one to get over for the girls than some of the earlier ones have been, but that's part of it. Sometimes that can happen, and the good thing is the times that we have lost and have been disappointed, we've rebounded pretty well and responded to that. So, the kids kind of all have a good feeling now towards the end of the week and have a good feeling, and we just have to get out and play.
Janessa Boland and Bailey Parr led Adams Central in a ball game against St. Paul with 7 points apiece. Is the offense still kind of a work in progress?
Yeah, it is, and I think the biggest thing with the offense is the young players making decisions. A lot of times the decision that they make is an afterthought, and, being able to make quicker decisions. So, they're planning to shoot, they're planning to pass, they're planning to drive. Thinking ahead a little bit has been an issue. A lot too many times it's been an afterthought, and the pass is late, and so it gets tipped, or the shot is late, so it's more contested, or the drive is late, and it gets trapped. And it's just a matter of I think our kids, getting enough experience that they have enough confidence in their ability to do what they think is right.
It's Northwest and Adams Central here tonight at the Patriot Gym. We'll come back and talk about the Vikings as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Adams Central girls basketball coach Tim Barker as Adams Central gets set to take on Grand Island Northwest here tonight. The Vikings come in a record of 6 wins, 4 losses on the season. They have won 3 out of their last 4 games, coach, including a win over York last Saturday night. So the Vikings may have turned the corner a little bit, and this team looks like it's playing pretty well right now.
Yeah, it's a team that lost some experienced guards, and so it's taken them a while to get their guard play back to where they needed it. They haven't really lost anything inside. They've got 2 solid post players inside, and actually they got a solid player that comes in off the bench to play in the post as well, and plenty of height. The 3-year starter inside in there, so it just probably took them a little while to get their guard play to the point where they needed it, so they understood their role on the team. And you know, they are playing pretty well right now, and the thing that they're doing really is they're finishing games, and they're doing a good job of doing just what they need to be able to win. They've been in a lot of close games.
We all know the tradition they have at volleyball at Grand Island Northwest. Naturally, they got some great athletes up there.
Yeah, they do. And with the volleyball, a lot of times if you have a good volleyball team comes some height and some long arms, and that is usually a benefit basketball-wise as well. So they'll present us some challenges because of their athleticism and their size, and that's something that we're going to have to, you know, try to maybe take advantage of with our quickness and see if, you know, maybe we can get them in some foul trouble and change some of the things that they want to do. And you know, just try to focus on the things that we want to do, and again, trying to make quick decisions to try and put a little bit more pressure on them.
They've got 2 girls that average in double figures. One's Mackenzie Brown, who's a 5'10" freshman. The other one is Emily Jones, a 6-foot junior, both averaging 11, 12 points per ball game. So, hey, they pull out a freshman out of the hat here, and all of a sudden she pulls up 12 points per ball game.
Yeah, you don't turn that away very often. You know, and she does a good job of handling the ball outside, and probably, you know, maybe one of her stronger aspects is her ability to get inside and rebound, too. She has great hands and is strong and is able to get in and get some putbacks if people don't get her checked out. You know, so she's an all-around ball player that can play on the outside and could probably come in. And, well, I know she could come in and try and post some people up as well. So she creates some problems. And then Jones, the basically 3-year starter inside in the post is a really solid post player. We defended her well last year, but we had a little bit more size, a little bit more experience, so we're going to have to try and do some double teams and try and maybe switch some things around and see if we can catch them in transition, get some tips and some steals or cause them some problems, because one-on-one we're probably, you know, it's going to be a tough matchup.
Statistically, very similar to the Adams Central numbers. They average about 48 points per ball game on offense, give up 40 on defense. What type of team is this?
Oh, they're a smart, patient team. You know, they have good, solid post players inside, and a lot of times, you know, they're really patient about trying to get the ball into their post players before the guards do anything with it. So, you know, that might be one of the things that holds their score down a little bit is just the fact of how patient they are with the ball and handling it and trying to make sure that, you know, a post touches it before the guards shoot it or they do anything with the guards. So, you know, they're a pretty patient team, and they like to work the ball around and understand what they're trying to do and really hold true to what their game plan is.
All right, naturally going to give away some height inside tonight. Going to be hard for us to take the ball inside. How do we win this game tonight?
Well, we've got to be able to offensively create some things and not just stand around or not just try and pass the ball around. We're going to have to create some things individually, and hopefully our sets will give our players opportunities to do that. And defensively, we're going to have to do, you know, a lot of things together, whether it's trapping or, you know, moving out of a zone or whatever, but we're going to have a lot of help. Defense to help when they try to lob the ball over the top or get the ball inside. So it's going to be a lot of help defense, and it's going to be a lot of, you know, we need to really pressure them offensively and try to make things happen.
Okay, good luck today.
Thank you.
Tim Marker, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. We've got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to the Patriot Gym. Tonight we're at Adams Central. We got a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Grand Island Northwest in town tonight to take on Adams Central. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Adams Central coming in on the girls' side. A record of 4 wins and 6 losses on the season. Patriots splitting 2 games last week, knocking off Loup City by the score of 41-33, and then losing to St. Paul on Saturday night, dropping a 45-44 decision to the Wildcats after St. Paul outscored Adams Central in the fourth quarter, 21-10. So Adams Central coming in 4 wins, 6 losses on the season. A team that's averaging 48 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 39.3 on the defensive end. Taking on Grand Island Northwest tonight under head coach Troy Glock. Their record sitting at 6 wins and 4 losses on the season. They're coming off of a 53-37 win over York last Saturday night. They also got a win over Columbus Lakeview last week by 10, 47-37. So Northwest, a team that's won 3 out of their last 4 ball games. Very similar numbers as far as the offensive and defensive stats. Northwest averaging 48.9 points per ball game on offense. They give up 40.1 on the defensive end. So we're set to go girls high school basketball tonight. We'll have the boys game immediately following this one. So a high school basketball doubleheader tonight with Adams Central taking on Grand Island Northwest. Hastings High also in action tonight. We'll keep you up to date on those ball games up at the Tiger Den as Hastings High is playing McCook. Hastings St. Cecilia, both the boys and girls have the night off. They will play Kearney Catholic tomorrow afternoon. So Northwest will go with Kaylee Bachman, a 5'3" senior. Emily Jones, a 6' junior. Michaela Schimmer, a 6' junior. Also Mackenzie Brown, a 5'10" freshman. And Kearney Keel, a 5'11" senior. In the starting lineup here tonight, Northwest dressed in their black road uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Adams Central dressed in their homestanding whites. As we get started here, Northwest controls the opening tip. Vikings will shoot to our basket to our left as they pound the ball inside to Schimmer. She gives away to Emily Jones. Her shot no good. Tip try is up and in. The field goal goes there to a Kearney Keel who gets the Vikings on the scoreboard. It's a 2-0 ball game. So 3 shots at the bucket there for Grand Island Northwest, something Adams Central is going to have to control. That's the boards in the basketball game here tonight. Driving down to lane is Leslie Pfeiffer. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Bound for the rebound. Jump ball is called. So a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central. So the Patriots will play things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. Just underway. Emily Boniface will key in the ball for Adams Central. Gets it down on the baseline to Bowen. Her shot is up and in. Janessa Bowen, who's averaging 11 points per ball game, gets the Patriots on the scoreboard. We are tied up at 2 points apiece. 45 seconds into the ball game here tonight at the Patriot Gym. Here's Bachman with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Adams Central going to start off with a zone defense. Looks like a 2-3 zone here against the Northwest. Here's Bachman right at the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She was knocked down, but no foul called. Follow shot, no good. Follow shot is up and in by Kearney Keel. So 3 opportunities again for Grand Island Northwest. They're out rebounding Adams Central 6-0 all of a sudden right off the bat. 4-2 is the score. Adams Central down by 2. Bolin goes to the right side of the lane. Pfeiffer drives into the hole and scores. Leslie Pfeiffer is averaging 3 points per ball game. Gets the second field goal of the contest for Adams Central. And now we're tied up at 4 points apiece. We have played 90 seconds here in the opening quarter from the Patriot gym. Here's Keel down in the corner. They get it inside. Here's Jones. Turnaround jumper is no good. Offensive rebound by Brown, and Urshan is up and in. The Patriots got to do a much better job rebounding the basketball as the Northwest has got second and third opportunities each time down the floor so far. It's now a 6-4 ball game. Adams Central trailing, and now the Vikings get a turnover. The first turnover on Adams Central here in the ball game. Bachman comes back for the Vikings. Out on top, wide open is Brown. Her shot for three is good. There is not a man within 10 feet of Mackenzie Brown, and she throws up the three ball and hits it. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. Northwest is out to a 9-4 lead here early in this basketball game. Here's Boland going inside to Boniface. Boniface, bounce pass over here to Pfeiffer, a traveling violation. Leslie Pfeiffer is hit with a traveling violation. It's 9-4, Grand Island Northwest out on top, 5:49 to play here in the opening quarter. And now Tim Barker wants to call a timeout. Adams Central stumbling out of the gates here against Grand Island Northwest, 5:49 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score, Northwest 9, Adams Central 4.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Patriots on the board so far. As a result, 9-4 is the score. Adams Central trailing. Here's Northwest with the ball. Brown, Mackenzie Brown puts it up there. Her shot is up and in. Brown has now got 7 points in the ball game. Carney Keel has got four. And that's a 11-4 ball game. Grand Island Northwest with a lead. Adams Central now attacking. They have the ball tipped away. It's loose and it's picked up here by Janessa Bullen out near the 10-second line. Northwest matching up man on man here. Here's Brianna Shook with the ball. Pass comes across the top. They get it to Lindblad, who's into the ball game. Jessica Lindblad. Now back across the top to Sydney Niemeyer, who's into the contest. There's Lindblad. Free throw line extended left side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. The ball is poked away into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Bachman, now of Northwest. Dumps it down low to Emily Jones. Her shot is up there. It's good. Emily Jones scores for Northwest. That's the third turnover on Adams Central, and it's a 13-4 ball game. Grand Island Northwest with a lead early in the contest. Janessa Bullen brings it into the offensive zone against Bachman. Bounce pass goes to Emily Boniface. Hands it back here to Bullen. Bullen hands it back to Boniface. Dribbles down the lane. Stops. Kicks it back out here to Shook. Takes it to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Lindblad. One dribble of the ball sends it across the lane to Boniface. Boniface back into the paint. A pass over on the wing. Mishandled by Shook out of bounds. So Adams Central loses the ball out of bounds. Coming into the ball game now, Sydney Bernacek for Adams Central as she checks into the ball game. Bernacek is averaging 2.1 points per ball game. So Bernacek into the ball game now for Adams Central with 4:24 to play here in the first quarter. Also into the ball game is Kaylee Rader for head coach Tim Marker. 13-4 is the score. Northwest out on top. Here's Warner with the ball. Kaylee Warner is into the ball game now for Northwest. Over on the wing on the right side to Brown. Her shot from 15 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Janessa Bullen for Adams Central. Bullen, a right-handed dribble across the timeline. Will now set things up out top. Kaylee McNellis is into the ball game now for GI Northwest. There's a Kaylee Rader at the top of the key. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Throws it over here on the right side of the lane to Niemeyer. Back out on top now to Lindblad. Drives it down to paint. Her shot from 10 is an air ball. Rebound comes down to Carney Keel now for Northwest. Long pass ahead to Emily Jones. Jones, a pass across the lane, goes to Warner. Back to Jones. They save it from going out of bounds. Northwest in control. Here's Brown again, a three-pointer up and in. Mackenzie Brown torching the Patriots here in the first quarter. She has got 10 points already. And Grand Island Northwest is out to a 16-4 lead over Adams Central. Here's Bernacek. Her shot's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound Rader. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose on the baseline. It's picked up here by Bolin. Bowen has got it, sends it out on top right to the fingertips of Boniface, but chased down near the 10-second line by Bernacek. Now over here to Janessa Bowen as he holds the ball. Dribbles to the top of the key, now to Niemeyer. Niemeyer, 25 feet away from the basket, looks, goes in the lane. It's mishandled by Rader. The ball is taken out of there by GI Northwest. Vikings have the ball back the other way. That's going to be McNellis with it now. McNellis to Brown down in the corner on the left side to Jones. Entry pass. They get it to Brown. Shot is up there. No good. Ball is tapped out. It's picked up by Rader of Adams Central. 2:44 to play here in the first quarter. It's Now a 16-4 ball game. Grand Island Northwest out on top of Adams Central tonight. Niemeyer with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Dribbling. Now sends it in the lane to Rader. The ball mishandled. She picks it back up. Goes to Bernacek. Her shot from 10. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to McKenzie Brown for Grand Island Northwest. Brown, a right-handed dribble into the forecourt. Down the right sideline to McNellis. Bounce pass down in the corner to Keel. As a Carney Keel comes back out to McNellis. Entry pass to Jones. Turnaround jumper good. This is like target practice. Emily Jones now with 4 points in the ball game. It is 18-4. Grand Island Northwest with a lead over Adams Central. Tedessa Bullen brings it across the midcourt stripe. Stomps out here. Now she's in trouble. Bullen has to get rid of it. Finally does. Comes over here to a Sydney Niebuyer. Now to a Jessica Lindblad. Lindblad sends it over to Rader. Free throw line extended left side. Now to Bullen over here on the wing. Back to Rader. Man-to-man defense here for Northwest. Here's a pass out on top. Picked up by Lindblad at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. Top of the back iron. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Niemeyer. Her shot is going to be no good. And finally the rebound by Northwest. Carney Keel gets the rebound. Here come the Vikings now. 18-4 is the score. GI Northwest with the early lead. Here's McKenzie Brown, who has torched the Patriots with 10 points already. Pass out on top, a three-pointer put up there by McNellis. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Bernacek now for Adams Central. Dribbles in the corner. In trouble. Gets the ball away. Rader has got it. Haley Rader goes down the floor to Lindblad. Back to Rader. Her shot from 12. Won't go. In and out. Ball is loose on the baseline. It's saved there by Brown. They're right in the hands of Niemeyer. Her shot is up there. There's no good, but she's fouled on the play. McKenzie Brown saves it from going out of bounds right into the hands of Sydney Niemeyer, but she is fouled on the play there. Personal is going to go in Keel. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on the Vikings. 65 seconds to play here in the first quarter. All GI Northwest. 18-4 is the score. Sydney Niemeyer to the free throw line for the Patriots, a 46% foul shooter on the season. Their first one is up there. It's going to be short, no good. As a team, Adams Central hitting 55% of their free throws so far this year. Only 28% from the field and 20% from three-point territory. The Patriots come in here with a mark of 4 wins and 6 losses on the season. Sydney Niemeyer will have one more here for Adams Central. Their shot is up there. That one dances around the rim and falls off the left side. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. Lindblad is tied up on the play there by Shimmer, Michaela Shimmer for GI Northwest. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Vikings, so Grand Island Northwest comes back with the basketball. 65 seconds to play in the first quarter. It is 18-4. Northwest has got the lead. Emily Jones, a feed on the wing on the right side, is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bailey Parr, the first turnover on Northwest here in the ballgame. There's a Shook coming back with the basketball on the dribble. Bounce pass goes out to Boniface. She dribbles inside, puts up a little 12-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound Northwest. Here come the Vikings back the other way. Bachman, long pass down to Florida Warner. Takes it in the lane. Can't put up a shot. Now to Jones. Her shot from 10 won't go. Rebound is loose and is brought out of there by Adams Central's Leslie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer comes on the near sideline now to Emily Boniface. 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 18-4. The Vikings have the lead. Boniface dribbles behind the screen. Now a foul is going to be called here on Kaylee Bachman of GI Northwest. First foul on Bachman. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Vikings. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball here. Wesley Pfeiffer will get things in to Brianna Shook. Shook holds on to the ball out here in three-point territory. She drives it against Emily Jones. Bounce pass goes on the wing on the left side. Holding the ball over there is Bailey Parr. Entry pass to get it to Pfeiffer. Mishandles it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. That's touchdown there by the Vikings. Michaela Shimmer got her hands on it. 12 seconds to play here in quarter number 1. It is 18-4. GI Northwest with the lead. Bounce pass comes down in the corner on the left side to Parr. Her pass deflected. Parr picks it back up. Then gets it into the hands of Shook out here near the midcourt stripe. She drives it down the left side of the lane. Running one-hander is up and in. Brianna Shook scores, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Adams Central could muster only 3 field goals there in the first quarter. And they trail at the end of the first period. They scored Grand Island Northwest 18, Adams Central 6.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
18-6 is the score. Grand Island Northwest has got the lead here over to Adams Central. Mackenzie Brown, 10 points for the Vikings in the first quarter alone. Carney Keel has got four. Emily Jones has got four. 18-6, GI Northwest out on top of Adams Central. Here's a beat inside. It shook. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. HC grabs the ball. Down here at the baseline, Boniface tries to go to par. Ball is tipped away. It's picked up by Janessa Bolin. Bolin out on top again over on the right side to Pfeiffer, who shot from 10. Good. Wesley Pfeiffer scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and it is now an 18-8 ball game. 7.5 to play here in the first half from the Patriot Gym. Here's a Michaela Schimmer now with the ball for Northwest. Cross-court pass comes to the near side to Brown. Her shot for three is up there off of the back iron. No good. Ball tipped down. It's picked up here by Emily Boniface. Boniface on the dribble as it tipped away, and it's picked up here by Mackenzie Brown again. That's the fifth turnover on Adams Central so far in the ball game. Kaylee Bachman has got the ball now. Left side of the lane, Bachman tries to dribble it. Goes down in the corner to Carney Keel. Back out to Bachman on the wing. Adams Central stays with his zone defense. Here's a Schimmer with the ball. Schimmer now to Bachman. Back out on top, that's Brown. Brings it back to a Kaylee Bachman. Free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass comes out to Schimmer at the top of the key. Sends it down the lane to Jones. Her turnaround jumper is up and in. Emily Jones with 6 points in the ball game for GI Northwest. And the Vikings now lead by the score of 20-8 for the first couple of minutes of the second quarter. Here's Janessa Bolin dribbling in the lane. The pass is going to be deflected. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of the Vikings. So there'll be another turnover on Adams Central as Pfeiffer is tied up on the play there by Keel. 6:34 to play in the first half. Northwest out on top of Adams Central. The score is 20-8. Here's Mackenzie Brown with the ball now for Northwest. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Now to Bachman. Gets away. Rainbow pass goes to the far side to a Schimmer. Back out on the wing now. That's going to be a Mackenzie Brown trying to drive inside. Comes across the top to Bachman. Bachman down in the corner now to Carney Keel. She dribbles to her right. The ball tipped away, and it's picked up here by Adams Central. That's Brianna Schick with the ball. Her pass into the forecourt to get it in the lane to Boniface. Now down low to Pfeiffer. Her shot's going to be blocked down. It is picked up by Mackenzie Brown again for Northwest. We head back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Brown dumps it down low to a Schimmer. She's double-teamed. Into the lane to Jones from point-blank range. Shot is up and in. Emily Jones now with 8 points in the ball game, and Northwest leads by the score of 22-8. AC back with the ball. There's Leslie Pfeiffer in the lane. Her off-balance shot is going to be no good. Ball is picked up off of the ground here by Carney Keel of GI Northwest. Keel gets the ball into the hands of Michaela Brown, and the Vikings will set up again offensively. Here's a Kaylee Bachman with the ball down in the corner to Keel. Keel, diagonal pass, goes over on the right wing to Mackenzie Brown. Now top of the key to Schimmer. Over on the left side to Bachman. Bachman back down in the corner to Keel. Entry pass again to get it to Jones. Back outside to Brown. Her shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. The ball goes bouncing off of the support wire up above the basket. It's going to be out of bounds, so AC will play things in. 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Grand Island Northwest is leading Adams Central in girls high school basketball tonight, 22-8. We've got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Inbounds pass can be slapped back out of bounds here. So Niemeyer will have to try it again here for AC as the Vikings apply some pressure in backcourt. Niemeyer holds it. Here's a pass down the right sideline. They try to get it to Shook, and the ball is going to be thrown too far, and it's picked out of there by Northwest. Here's Bachman. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Ball comes to the near sideline. Bachman saves it, but right in the hands of Janessa Bolin. She takes off the other way, and now we got a foul called back at the defensive end. Mackenzie Brown picks up the foul for Northwest. That's going to be a third personal foul on Grand Island Northwest here in the first half. Hastings High is going to see Grand Island Northwest next week. Next Friday night, we'll play in Grand Island, a girls-boys doubleheader. Here's the inbounds pass. It's being slapped around. We got another foul going to be called here. They try to knock it away from Bernacek as Adams Central, and a foul here is going to go on Mackenzie Brown of GI Northwest. That's going to be her second personal foul and the fourth team foul on the Vikings. It's going to be Adams Central playing things in underneath their own hoop. They get it to a Niemeyer. Her shot's going to be partially deflected there by Jones, and the ball brought out there by Kaylee Bachman of Northwest. Not a whole lot of things are going on the positive side here for Adams Central in this ballgame. Mackenzie Brown bounce pass inside, knocked away from Jones. Jones gets it back out, top of the key. Shot taken by Brown. That's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Bachman. Bachman sends it down in the corner to Warner. Back to the right side of the lane to Mackenzie Brown with her back to the basket. Throws it back out into three-point territory to McNellis. Now right side to Brown. Her shot for three is good. Mackenzie Brown now with 13 points in the ball game. She averages 12.2 on the season. 25-8. Grand Island Northwest leading big time here in the second quarter. There's a Lindblad shot that's going to be no good. Rebound Brown for Northwest. Mackenzie Brown down the right sideline. Stops here in backcourt. Gets it into the offensive zone to Bachman. Bachman down to McNellis. Down in the corner to Emily Jones. To McNellis, entry pass to Jones, turnaround jumper, good. Emily Jones now with 10 points in the basketball game here for GI Northwest. Mackenzie Brown's got 13. Carney Keel has got 4. And it's 27-8. And now Tim Marker wants to call another timeout. Adams Central calls a timeout. 3 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the second quarter. All Northwest tonight. The Vikings 27 and the Adams Central Patriots 8.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
27, Adams Central 8. First quarter numbers, the Patriots hit only 3 out of 12 from the floor for 25%. Northwest was 8 out of 16 for 50%. Rebounds were even at 8 apiece. Three-pointers, Northwest was 2 out of 4 for 50%. Adams Central did not attempt one. Adams Central had 5 turnovers in the first quarter alone. Northwest had 1. Adams Central came up with 1 steal. Grand Island Northwest with 3. No blocked shots in that first quarter of play. But boy, the Vikings have kept the pressure on. It is now a 27-8 ball game as Grand Island Northwest has got the lead over the Patriots. Not much offense for AC. In fact, they're having a tough time attacking this Northwest defense. Here's Lindblad, double team, gets the ball away. Bernacek has got it, circles around, takes it to the elbow, puts up a shot. It's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Northwest. McNellis with a rebound for the Vikings, gets it away to Brown. Brown, right-handed dribble, gets it across the timeline now to McNellis on the wing. Down in the corner, Warner. Her shot is up there for 3, no good. Ball tapped out, picked up by Bachman. Back inside is Shimmer. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Brown, follow shot is up and in. Patriots have got to do a much, much better job rebounding the basketball. Mackenzie Brown eating the Patriots' lunch here. 15 points in the first half alone for Brown of Grand Island Northwest. 29-8. Dropping down the lane is going to be Bolin. Her shot is good, and she's fouling the play. Nice move to the hole there by Janessa Bolin. Gets the field goal for AC, and she goes to the free throw line now to make this a 3-point play. Janessa Bolin now with 4 points in the basketball game. McNellis picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first and the 15th foul on the Vikings. To the free throw line, Bolin. Her shot is up there and in. Adam Central has not committed a team foul yet here in the first half. We're down to 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. It has not helped them. It's 29-11. The Vikings are out on top. Here's a McNellis with the ball down in the corner now to Kaylee Warner. Brings it back out in the wing, and the ball tipped out of bounds there by Janessa Bullen. Into the ball game now for the Patriots is going to be Pfeiffer. Coming out is going to be Lindblad. 2:42 to play here in the first half, 29-11. Northwest with a lead. Here's Mackenzie Brown with it now just to the left of the lane. Kaylee Rader is going to draw her on an assignment defensively. Brown gets it back. Now inside again to Shimmer. Works it over to Bachman. Bachman returns it back inside to Jones. Now back outside to the top of the key. A whistle stops play. And we have got a 3-second violation called on GI Northwest. So a turnover there on the Vikings. That's their third of the ball game. 29-11 is the score. An 18-point lead here for the Vikings. Kaylee Ritter goes inside, down the lane to Niemeyer. They get her the ball. Her shot is up there. It's going to be blocked out of her hands, out of bounds. So Adams Central will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. Bachman comes out. Emily Jones comes back into the ball game now for Northwest. AC plays things in. That's a Niemeyer at the elbow there. Gives it up down to Rader at the top of the key. Now to Janessa Bowen. Bowen works against the man-to-man. Now drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Goes up with a shot, and she's fouling the play. And Bowen again will go to the free throw line here for Adams Central as she was mauled in the active shooting. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Haley McNellis. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number six on the Vikings here in the ballgame. 2:09 to play, 29-11. The free throw is up and in there by Janessa Bowen. She's now 2-for-2 from the free throw line. She's a 61% foul shooter on the season. 29-12. The next one is up there. It's off of the right side. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Emily Jones for GI Northwest. So here come the Vikings back the other way. Mackenzie Brown has got it. Brown goes over to McNellis. McNellis moves it down the right sideline to Warner. Dribbles a couple of times, bring it back out to McNellis. Now across the top of the key to Michaela Brown. Brown brings it back to McNellis on the wing on the right side, down in the corner to Warner. Entry pass down low. A shot is up there by Jones. No good. Ball grabbed out of the air there by Shimmer, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Adams Central. That's going to go on Vernacek. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Patriots. Shooting situation. So going to the free throw line, Michaela Shimmer for Grand Island Northwest. Her shot is up there and in. Shimmer, a 50% foul shooter coming in here. Northwest is a team hitting 61% of their free throws so far this year, 44% from the field, and 30% from three-point territory. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Adams Central. So Niemeyer gets the rebound there for the Patriots. Gets the ball ahead down the right sideline. Bernacek, her shot from 10 is up there and in. Sydney Bernacek scores there for Adams Central, and it's now a 30-14 ball game. A 16-point lead with 90 seconds to play in the second quarter. Kaylee Warner comes out on top now to Katie Plocky. Her pass is going to be deflected. Intercepted here by Janessa Bowen. Bowen runs it back the other way on the dribble, and now she's called for the double dribble. She was double-teamed on that far sideline. A double dribble violation is called on Adams Central. That's the eighth turnover on the Patriots here in the ballgame. Kaylee Bachman comes back into the ballgame now for Grand Island Northwest, and Kaylee Warner goes out. 1:18 to play here in the second quarter. All Northwest, they've got the lead over Adams Central in girls high school basketball. It is 30-14. There's Katie Plocky with the ball. Her pass deflected, but it's picked up near the midcourt stripe there by Bachman. Now to a Brown. Her shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound Bachman. Bachman out of Plocky. Back out to Brown. Drives it down the lane. And she runs into a defender, and a traveling violation is called. So Mackenzie Brown drives into the hole there and ran into Sydney Bernacek in the lane. And Brown is whistled for the traveling violation for Northwest. Under a minute to play now in the second quarter. Adams Central driving the ball toward the hole and losing the ball out of bounds is Leslie Pfeiffer. Turnover number 9 on the Patriots here in the ball game. 51.8 seconds to play in the second quarter. Adams Central fell behind 18-6 after the first quarter, and this one has not been a contest yet. Brown has got it for Northwest over to Plocky. Plocky dribbles once, sends the ball back out on top to Bachman, dribbles inside the free throw circle. Out of Plocky, crotch score pass goes to Brown. Her shot is up there. She hits another three. Wow. Mackenzie Brown now at 18 points in the ball game for GI Northwest. And it's 33-14, 25 seconds to play. Niemeyer has got the ball for Adams Central behind his screen. Moves over here to Bowen on the right wing, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Hands the ball back away now to Niemeyer. She takes a three-pointer and hits it. That is the first three-pointer of the season for Sydney Niemeyer. It's now a 33-17 ball game. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Here's Plocky. Her shot for three is off of the rim. No good. That's going to be the end of the second quarter of play. We have reached halftime here tonight in girls high school basketball. Grand Island Northwest with a lead over Adams Central. The score at halftime, GI Northwest 33, Adams Central 17. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central trailing Grand Island Northwest here at the break. The score is 33-17. Northwest jumped out to an early 9-4 lead here in this one. They didn't score nine straight points to make it 18-4 in the first quarter. First period ended with Grand Island Northwest leading by a score of 18-6. The Patriots again had trouble finding the range in the second quarter. Fell behind 25-8 in that second period, and it's been all GI Northwest in this one. 33-17 is the score, as Grand Island Northwest is leading Adams Central here in this one in girls high school basketball action tonight. Got the boys game coming up next between Adams Central and Northwest, so stay with us. Adams Central has got a lot of wood to chop here in the second half, and they're going to have to do a much better job on the boards as Northwest crushing the Patriots defensively. We'll get some numbers for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But again, Northwest has got the lead over Adams Central at halftime by a score of 33-17. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area, Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Adams Central with only 17 points on the board here at halftime. They're being led by Leslie Pfeiffer. She's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Sydney Niemeyer has got a 3-point field goal. And she is 0 of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 3 points. Brianna Shook has got a field goal for 2. Sydney Bernacek has got a field goal and 2 points. And Janessa Bullen actually leading the way for Adams Central tonight. She's got a couple of field goals. And she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line for 6 points. Patriots have turned the ball over 9 times so far here in the first half, and they are 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Grand Island Northwest with 4 turnovers in the first half. They're being led by Mackenzie Brown. She has got 18 points already here at halftime, 18-33, scored by Mackenzie Brown, who is a 5'10" freshman for GI Northwest. Emily Jones has got 10 points in the ball game. Other than that, Carney Keel has got 4 points and a couple of field goals. And Michaela Schimmer, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for GI Northwest. She has got 1 point in the basketball game. Again, at halftime, it's Grand Island Northwest with a lead over Adams Central to score 33-17. The only other Hastings school is in action tonight, Hastings High. The Tigers playing host to McCook in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader up at the Tiger Gym. We understand the girls' game running a little bit late. It's just getting started. It's just a couple of minutes old up there at the Tiger Gym, so we'll keep you up to date on that ball game as well here on 1230 KHIS. Northwest leading Adams Central tonight at halftime by a score of 33-17. We'll take another timeout and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Jim tonight, high school basketball on 1230 KHAS. Northwest out on top of Adams Central here at the break to score 33-17. Last night, Hastings High lost to Minden in boys high school play in our high school basketball game of the week. Dan Christensen scoring 21 points to lead Minden to a 56-38 win over the Tigers last night. Christensen hit 9 of his 11 shots and scored at least 4 points in each quarter. Carson Bloom added 14 points, while Derek Kissinger finished with 12. Patrick Opperman and Tyler Rebarger had 8 points apiece for the Tigers. That's a 6th-straight win for the Whippets. They're now 10-1 in the season. Hastings High dropping to 2 wins and 8 losses. And again, Hastings playing McCook tonight up at the Tiger Gym. Lincoln Pius beat the Hastings High girls basketball team 55-44 last night in Lincoln. Ashton Pulowski had 15 points for the Tigers. Haley Wright chipped in with 11. Hastings now 2-10. On the season, and the Tigers likewise taking on McCook in girls basketball tonight up at the Tiger Gym. Halftime shooting numbers for you. Adams Central hitting just 30% from the field tonight. They are 7 out of 23. Meanwhile, Grand Island Northwest is 45% from the field. They're 13 out of 29. Northwest has knocked down 4 out of 10 from three-point range for 40%. Adams Central has hit their only three-pointer of the ball game here tonight. The Vikings out rebounding Adams Central 19-11. Including 9-5 on the offensive end. Adams Central has turned the ball over 9 times so far in the basketball game. Grand Island Northwest with 5 turnovers. From the free throw line, Northwest is 1 out of 2 for 50%. Adams Central 2 out of 5 for 40%. Grand Island Northwest has got 1 blocked shot here in the first half. Nothing for Adams Central. So again, the Vikings have a commanding lead. Northwest jumped out to a 9-4 advantage in the first quarter. Led 18-6 after the first quarter. They've increased that lead to 16 at halftime. Northwest 33, Adams Central 17. Got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapist and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Here in the second half, 33-17, Northwest with the lead. As Adams Central attacks inside, Pfeiffer's shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Northwest. So one shot and out, and the Vikings come back the other way with a big lead. Bachman has got the ball, comes out to a Brown. Good-looking freshman there for GI Northwest. Playing down in the corner now to a Keel. Keel is stopped on the play. Now a traveling violation. Shook was right on her face defensively. Keel's whistled for the traveling violation. That's six turnovers now in Northwest in the ball game. Adams Central comes back. We're in the third quarter at the Patriot Gym. 33-17 is the score. Janessa Bullen, right-handed dribble just across the midcourt stripe, picked up by Bachman as Northwest stays with his man-to-man defense. Over on the wing on the right side, Emily Boniface. Entry pass. They get it inside to Bailey Parr. Her pass is going to be deflected. It comes out near the midcourt stripe. Parr picks it back up here for Adams Central. Gets it into the hands now of Janessa Bullen. Now to Shook. Dribbles right inside the free throw line, and now we got a traveling violation called on Shook. 10 turnovers on the Patriots here in the ballgame. We're a minute into the second half. Adams Central trailing by the score of 33-17 in the ballgame tonight. Northwest came in with a mark of 6 wins and 4 losses. Adams Central just the opposite, 4 wins and 6 losses. But this has been dominated by the Vikings almost from the opening tap. Ball is kicked out of bounds here by Emily Boniface of Adams Central. It's going to be Northwest playing the ball in on the near sideline. Shimmer gets it to Brown. Brown brings it over here to a Bachman. She lobs it inside. That's Emily Jones. Back out to Mackenzie Brown out here near the midcourt stripe. Goes over on the wing now. Here's an entry pass down low. They get it to Jones. Jones kicks it back out on the wing over on the left side. As they get it over there to Michaela Shimmer. Here's a pass inside again. Deflected. Picked up by Shimmer. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball is saved from going out of bounds. But it's picked up by Northwest. Brown has got it. Her shot no good. Follow shot no good by Emily Jones. And finally a foul is called. So AC saves it from going out of bounds, but the Vikings get two extra shots there. And finally, a personal foul is called. Emily Jones will go to the free throw line for Grand Island Northwest. She was fouled in a play by Pfeiffer of Adams Central. Shot from the line by Jones is up and in. Emily Jones, a 55% foul shooter in the season. She is now 16 out of 28 from the free throw line this year. And the Vikings have doubled the score in the Patriots, 35-17. Next shot is up there, no good. Gets her own rebound, shoots and scores. Emily Jones gets the rebound out for the missed free throw. She's now got 13 points in the ball game, and she makes that a three-point play. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted by Brown. Kayla Brown gets it ahead. Now to Bachman. They feed it inside. Here's Jones. Turnaround jumper is up there. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Up and in. Kayla Shimmer gets the offensive board and a putback. Northwest rolling past Adams Central tonight. They now have a 21-point lead. It is 38-17 over the Patriots. Here's Leslie Pfeiffer on the wing. Dribbles to the elbow. Now gets it out on top now. Dribbling down the lane is going to be Shook. She loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. Boy, the Patriots just look out of sync here tonight. They've got absolutely nothing going offensively here in this ball game this evening. Niemeyer comes back into the ball game now for Adams Central. Coming out is going to be Bailey Parr. 38-17 is the score. Northwest out on top. Vikings have the ball back. Here's Bachman with it now. Bachman to Brown. Goes over to Shimmer. Free throw line extended left side. Cross court pass comes over here to Brown. Top of the key to Bachman. Now to Shimmer. Shot from 17. No good. Rebound comes down to Sidney Niemeyer for Adams Central. Niemeyer gets the ball away. Now to Shook. Gets the ball ahead to Niemeyer. Still in backcourt. Hands it back away to Shook. Now to Janessa Bullen. And the Patriots finally get it into the offensive zone here. 38-17. Adams Central down by 21 points. Niemeyer goes inside, grabbing the ball. Pfeiffer shot. No good, but she's found on the play. Pfeiffer took it down the left side of the lane, could not score, but she's fouled in a play, and now Pfeiffer goes to the free throw line here for Adams Central. The foul is going to go on Carney Keel. That's going to be her second, team foul number one on the Vikings here in the second half, and the shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. So Pfeiffer misses the free throw. She's a 45% foul shooter in the season. She's now 11 out of 25. Next one is up there. That one is good, so she hits one out of two. Pfeiffer now with 5 points in the ball game. And it's now a 38-18 ball game in girls' high school basketball action tonight. Shimmer has got the ball, comes out and out of Brown. Over to Bachman on the right side, moves it down in the corner to Keel. Adams Central still in this zone defense. Keel works it inside to Emily Jones, forces up a shot. It's up there, dances off of the rim, no good. Tap try, no good. Brown gets the rebound. Follow shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to EC. Kaylee Rader gets the rebound. She has it deflected away. It's picked up here in backcourt by Janessa Bullen. Right-handed dribble back into the offensive zone. Down to Pfeiffer on the baseline. A throw out on top. Janessa Bullen goes into the backcourt, saves it. Gets it into the hands of Rader on the far sideline. Rader down is Shook at the free throw line. Bounce pass down low. Pfeiffer has got it. Takes the ball into the paint. Kicks it back out here to Bullen. He drives it to the hole, mishandles the ball, picks it up on the baseline, gets it back out to the free throw line. Pfeiffer's shot is up and in. Not the way you draw it up, but they get the end result. Leslie Pfeiffer gets the field goal. She's got three goals now, 7 points in the ball game. Adams Central back with an 18, 38-20, halfway through this third quarter. There's a feed inside to Emily Jones. Turnaround jumper is up and in. Emily Jones now with 15 points in the ball game. Mackenzie Brown has got 18, and it's 40-20. Northwest has got the lead. Adams Central with the ball. Here's Janessa Bullen out of Leslie Pfeiffer, left side of the lane. Pfeiffer holds it, comes out on top down to a Raider. Over on the wing on the right side, that's Janessa Bullen. Out to Shook, drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down, and the foul is going to be called. Michaela Schimmer picks up the personal foul for Northwest. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Vikings here in the second half. And Brianna Shook goes to the free throw line for Adams Central. One field goal, 2 points so far for Shook. 60% foul shooter on the season. Toes the mark, puts a shot up there. It's good. She'll have one more. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Haley McNellis comes into the ball game now for Northwest. Here comes Kaylee Warner in. It's now 40-21. Northwest out on top of Adams Central in girls high school basketball action tonight. As Brianna Shook will prepare for her second free throw. It's in the air. That one hits the front iron, the back iron, and falls off no good. Rebound comes down to Keel for Northwest. Keel gets the ball now to Mackenzie Brown. Into the forecourt to McNellis, to Brown. Now on the wing on the left side to Kaylee Warner. Dribbles one, sends it down in the corner. That's Keel. Her bounce pass inside is going to be lost out of bounds off the fingertips of Emily Jones. So the Vikings turn the ball over for the seventh time here in the ball game. Shook comes out. Here comes Sydney Bernacek into the ball game now for Adams Central. 40-21. The Patriots down by 19 points here in the third quarter. Patriots on the break now. Emily Boniface moves the ball down in the corner to Lindblad on the high post. They get it to Niemeyer. Back out on the wing to Boniface. Dribbles into the lane. Pass comes across the free throw line to Raider. Raider now to Lindblad over here on the left side of the lane. Back inside, grabbing the ball is Boniface. Her shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Carney Keel of Grand Island Northwest. Now to Brown, into the forecourt, down the left sideline to Warner. Cross-court pass comes to McNellis. Bounce pass goes inside to Jones. Back out to Brown for three from the top of the key. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Boniface for Adams Central. Emily Boniface on the dribble, back the other way. Bounce pass down to the baseline. Raider, shot from 10, is short. Rebound comes down to Emily Jones. Jones has got it down for Northwest. To Warner, 2.5 to play. Here's Brown, right side of the lane. Brown comes out on top, down to Warner. Goes over on the left side to McNellis. Cross-court pass, Brown for three. Shot good again. Mackenzie Brown has now got 21 points in the ball game. She averages 12.2 on the season. She has absolutely crushed the Patriots here in this one. 43-21 is the score. 2:18 to play in the third quarter. Niemeyer has got the ball. Free throw line extended left side here for Adams Central. Holds it high above her head. The ball poked away there by Carney Keel. Picked up by Niemeyer. Takes the ball into the lane. Her little 10-footer is up there. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It's picked up by Keel. And now we got Keel stepping out of bounds down there underneath the bucket. The Northwest officially charged with a turnover there. Adams Central played things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1:58 to play here in the third quarter. Northwest out on top by a score of 43-21. Adams Central played in from underneath their own hole here. And finally they get it in at the count of four to Niemeyer over on the right side. They come out on top now to Boniface. Her shot for three is up there and in. Emily Boniface hits a three-pointer there for Adams Central. She's been knocking down only 25% of her threes so far this year, but she takes one there and cans it. 43-24. Adams Central now down by 19 points in the basketball game. Warner bounce pass down on the baseline to Schimmer. Entry pass to get it to Jones. Jones back outside to Warner. To the top of the key. They get it to McNellis. Now on the right side. Here's a shot taken by Warner. No good. Warner grabs a rebound in the lane. Out of McNellis. They reset the offense. A bounce pass comes back out into the three-point territory to Brown. Back inside to Schimmer. Her shot down on the baseline. No good. Rebounded again by Warner. Back outside to Brown for three. Shot good again. Mackenzie Brown scores again for Northwest. She's got 24. It's 46-24. Northwest has got the lead. Here's Raider with it now for Adams Central. Down to the baseline in Niemeyer. Brown will give her room in three-point territory. Now she drives. She is double-teamed, and it's taken out of there. Now a jump ball is called. Schimmer took the ball away. Jump ball is called. Northwest will get it on the alternating jump. a lifeless, hapless performance here tonight by Adams Central in this one. 53 seconds to play in the third quarter. Not a whole lot of energy being displayed by the Patriots here in this one this evening. 46-24 is the score. McNellis with the ball, lobs it down low, and it's right through the fingertips of Shimmer, out of bounds. Turnover number 9 on the Vikings here in the ball game. Adams Central will play things in. Northwest attacking here in backcourt, and immediately they tip the ball back out of bounds. McNellis taps it into the nickel seats on the far sideline. 46-24. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central plays things in. The pass by Parr is going to picked off. Driving for the hole, shooting and scoring is going to be Jones, and she's fouled in the play. Jones will get the field goal. She is fouled in the play here by Bowen. Now Emily Jones will go back to the free throw line for GI Northwest. She's got 17 points in the basketball game tonight. 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Shot is up there. The shot's going to be short. Rebound is loose. It's taken down there by Northwest. Follow shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Lindblad for Adams Central. Shelby Shocker got that last rebound there by Northwest. And now we got a foul call. And the Vikings back the other way. It's going to go on Emily Jones. So Shelby Shocker is now into the ball game for GI Northwest. She's another freshman. 5'5" and a freshman. Non-shooting situation. So Adams Central plays things in. Nice pass underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called. They get it down there right to the right side of the basket as they got it to Parr, and she was hammered in the play. And now Bailey Parr will go to the free throw line here for Adams Central. She was fouled in a play by Shimmer. That's going to be her second. Parr to the free throw line for 2 shots here. Her shot is up there, and the first one is good. Bailey Parr, just a 35% foul shooter in the season coming into the ball game tonight. She's now 6 out of 15 from the free throw line. Next one is up there, is good, so she cans a pair. And it's now a 48-26 ball game. Northwest with the lead over Adams Central here in the third quarter. 25 seconds to go. Kaylee Bachman with the ball now for Northwest. Leaves it out on top. There's a feed over on the right side to a Plocky, who's back into the ball game. Now to Bachman. Pass comes to the right side. Now to Shocker. She lobs it in the lane. The ball poked away from Shimmer. It's recovered here by Bailey Parr of Adams Central. Gets the ball ahead. Here come the Patriots. Janessa Boland mishandles the ball. It is loose, and it's now picked up by Plocky. Plocky gets the ball ahead to Shimmer. She drives, puts up a little 10-footer. It's going to be no good, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Northwest continues to dominate our girls' high school basketball game here tonight, and the score after 3, Grand Island Northwest 48, Adams Central 26.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
So 3 quarters in the books tonight. Girls high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Got the boys game coming up next between the Patriots and the Vikings. 48-26 is our score here. Northwest jumped out to the early 9-4 lead, and they have not looked back. But 18-6 after the first quarter, 33-17 at halftime, and now 48-26. As we start the fourth and final quarter, here's a pass by Adams Central to the near sideline. It's deflected out of bounds by Michaela Shimmer. Adams Central has had no answer for Mackenzie Brown nor Emily Jones. 24 and 16 points respectively here in this basketball game. So Adams Central has got the ball on her offensive end. Bowen goes over here on the wing to Brianna Shook. She throws up a 3-pointer. It's going to be short. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Last touch there by the Patriots. It'll be Northwest playing things in here in backcourt. 7:40 remaining here in the contest. Here's Brown on the dribble now for Northwest. Goes in a high post to Shimmer. Hands away again to Brown. Moves it down to the left side of the lane. Her bounce pass back to Shimmer is going to be intercepted. intercepted back the other way. Driving is going to be Bolin. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by Adam Central. Bolin was right there to touch it again for AC. Lost it out of bounds. So Northwest will come back. 48-26 is the score. 22-point lead here for the Vikings. Brown bounce pass over here to Akil. She holds it out in three-point territory. Now to Emily Jones. Jones now to Brown for three. Shot is up there. It's good again. Mackenzie Brown, just a freshman for the Vikings. She's 5'10" and a freshman, and she's got 27 points in the ball game tonight for the Vikings. 51-26. Northwest blowing the Patriots out of here. Here's Bernacek with the ball. Takes it to the elbow. Shook drives it to the hole. Her left-handed shot is up there and in. Brianna Shook scoring there for Adams Central. She's got 5 points in the ball game. It's now a 51-28 ball game in favor of Northwest. Turnaround jumper by Shimmer off of the baseline. No good. And the ball is recovered here by Adams Central. Bernacek gets the ball ahead to Bolin. Drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound loose, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball. Last touchdown there by the Vikings. So AC will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket here. 6:29 to play in the fourth quarter. 51-28. The Vikings out on top. Here's Bolin inbounding the ball to get it into the lane. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Pfeiffer. Ball is loose and it's picked up by Brown on the baseline. Brown comes on the near sideline down to Bachman. Bachman inside to Emily Jones. Drives it. Double team. Sends it back to Bachman and she loses the ball out of bounds. In the third quarter of play, Adams Central hit 2 out of 7 from the field, 29%. The Vikings, 5 out of 18 for 28%. Northwest hit 2 out of 3 three-pointers in the third quarter for 66%. Adams Central, 1 out of 1. Rebounds grossly in favor of Northwest, 12-5 in that third quarter. Adams Central had 7 turnovers compared to 6 for Grand Island Northwest. Vikings have the lead, 51-28. Adams Central loses the ball again. It's picked up here by Northwest. That's the 15th turnover on the Patriots. A shot off of the baseline by Brown. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Emily Boniface. Now for Adams Central. Boniface back into the forecourt. Left open at the free throw line. Puts up a shot. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound to Brown. Mackenzie Brown has got it here for Northwest. Ball tapped out of her hands. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest will play things in. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Adams Central trailing here in the ball game by a score of 51-28. Haley McNellis with the ball now for Northwest. Brings it into the offensive zone. Picked up there by Boniface of Adams Central as the Patriots have now got man-to-man. Here's Brown. Lobs it inside. Emily Jones circles around. Throws up a shot from point-blank range. No good. Rebound comes down to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer down the far sideline. Mishandled by Rader. Rader picks it back up and now gets to the Boniface. Boniface dribbles inside and the ball stripped away. McNellis has got it now for GI Northwest at turnover number 16 on the Patriots as we approach the five-minute mark. Here comes Brown with the ball. Brown gets it to Keel. Now to Brown to go back door. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Carney Keel. Keel now has 6 points in the basketball game and is 53-28. Adams Central trailing here in the ball game. Emily Boniface has got the ball here for AC. Boniface gets it to a Niemeyer. Holds the ball out here in three-point territory. Niemeyer gets away, slides inside, puts up a little 10-footer, shot good. Sidney Niemeyer now has got 5 points in the basketball game. It's now 53-30. Adams Central trailing. Here's a feed down low. A shot is up and in by Emily Jones, and she is fouled in a play. Emily Jones gets the field goal again for Northwest. The bucket will count. And now Jones will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Jones now with 19 points in the ball game for the Vikings. The foul goes on Leslie Pfeiffer. That's going to be her second. A couple of substitutions coming in now. You see Bailey Parr checking in for Adams Central. I think Taylor Court is also out there at this 4:32 mark. Here's a shot from the free throw line up and in by Emily Jones. She is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's got 20 points in the ball game, and the Vikings lead by 26 points. It is 56-30. Here's Adams Central angling in from the wing. A shot is up there by Rader, no good. Tip try, no good. And a rebound comes out of there. That's a Mackenzie Brown with the ball now for Northwest. They get the ball ahead to Kaylee Warner. Drives her shot, no good. She's fouled in the play. So Warner goes to the free throw line now for Grand Island Northwest. The personal foul going to be whistled here on Adams Central's Jessica Lindblad. That's going to be her first. 56-30. Shot from the free throw line is up and in here by Warner. She's a 71% foul shooter. She's now 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. Adams Central going to play again tomorrow night. They'll be on the road playing at Donovan Trumbull. Grand Island Northwest will be off until next Friday night when they take on Hastings High. Second shot is up there. It is no good. Follow shot is no good by Emily Jones. Ball being tapped around. It's finally picked up by Adams Central. Raiders got the ball now to Emily Boniface. Boniface into the forecourt. Here's a pass on the right side of the lane. It's going to be deflected. It's going to be picked up by McNellis. McNellis dribbles out of there. Gets the ball to Brown. Brown down to Warner. Warner comes across the lane to Jones, and she lays it in. So Kaylee Warner gets the assist. Emily Jones gets the field goal. Jones now with 22 in the ball game, 59-30. Adams Central trailing big time here in girls high school basketball. We can't get back to the locker room soon enough. There's a Boniface over on the right side. A shot by Bernacek. That's going to be no good. Ball tipped out of there. It's picked up by Bailey Parr. Parr back out to Sydney. Her shot for three. Nope, two shots or 2 points good. Her foot was on the line. Sydney Bernacek scores there. She's now got 4 points in the basketball game. As 59-32 with 3:20 to play here in the contest. Northwest has got the ball. Deep in the corner on the right side is Shimmer. Goes to the elbow to Emily Jones. Back out to Mackenzie Brown. Brown's had a good night, 27 points here for the Vikings. Down in the corner, that's a Shimmer. She sends the ball inside to Emily Jones. Dribbles in the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, no good. Foul called. Mackenzie Brown got the rebound there for the Vikings. And a foul is going to go here on Taylor Court of Adams Central. The bad news for the Patriots, we got to look at Mackenzie Brown for three more years. Just a freshman out there, and she's got 27 in the ballgame. 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central trailing big time. Here's a shot by Jones, no good from point-blank range. Rebound chased down here on the weak side by Sydney Niemeyer. Her pass is going to be intercepted by Kaylee Warner. Her shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. So the Patriots come back the other way, shook down the lane, bounce pass right through the fingertips of Lindblad out of bounds. That's turnover number 18. It appears the Patriot basketball team still on an afternoon snooze here, doesn't it? The alarm clock did not sound tonight to wake them up. 2:38 to play. 18 turnovers in the ball game for Adams Central. They have never been in this contest. Trailed 18-6 after the first quarter. Here's Shelby Shocker with the ball now for Grand Island Northwest as they pound the ball back inside as head coach Troy Glock has gone to the bench here for GI Northwest. On the right side is going to be Shocker. Takes the ball down to the baseline. His shot is up there from 10. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Jossie Bean. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Northwest. They've still got the ball. Here's a Susie Jones now. Jones, a 5 foot 8 inch junior, drives to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Bernacek for Adams Central. Dribbles down the right sideline. Bernacek still on the dribble. Takes it down in the corner on the right side. Now back out to Shook. She drives the ball toward the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped out of bounds there by Lindblad. And Northwest will play things in. So the Patriots going to drop to 4 wins and 7 losses on the season here tonight. The Vikings will be just opposite, 7-4. Northwest will get the Hastings High Tigers next Friday night in Grand Island. Under 2 minutes to play in this one. 59-32. Adams Central trailing here in this one. Northwest has got the ball on their offensive end. Bean has got it. Gets it inside now to Thiessen. Her shot is off of the right side. No good. Bound for the rebound. Brought down by Northwest. Followed shot by Terry that's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. So Riley Terry had the last shot there for Northwest. Could not convert. Bernacek's got it back now for Adams Central. A three-pointer. Off the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Northwest. Vikings have it. They send it down the left sideline. It's going to be thrown out of bounds, tipped out of bounds, and then lost off of the fingertips of Jossie Bean. So Northwest will turn the ball over. That's 13 turnovers on Northwest. Adams Central has got 18. The Patriots having a tough time with their offense here tonight against Northwest. It's 59-32. Adams Central trailing here in the ball game. There's a Jamie Gilbert who's into the ball game now for Adams Central. As head coach Tim Marker has gone to the bench, driving down the lane. Here's a shot taken. No good by Johnson. Ball is loose. It's picked up here by Shook of Adams Central. Now to Bernacek. Dumps it off in the lane, and the ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Plocky now for Grand Island Northwest. Under a minute to go. It is 59-32. Here's a Plotkey with the ball for Northwest. Now to Terry, moves it down in the corner. Bounce pass goes right side of the lane. Back out to Terry. Your shot's going to be blocked down. Nice play there by Johnson of Adams Central. Johnson gets the ball to Shook into the forecourt. Now to Bernacek for three. That's going to be an air ball. Ball is brought down by Taylor Court for Adams Central. Here's a shot by Shook that's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound again by Adams Central. Follow shot up and in. A 3-second violation called. Or a foul down there. Jamie Gilbert got the shot to go down for Adams Central. The bucket will not count. We're going to have a personal foul called here on Bean of Northwest. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Vikings. End of the ball game is going to be Raider now for Adams Central. She will inbound baseline left side underneath her own basket. 59-32. Northwest has got the lead. They will play things in deep in the corner to the right side. That's a Shook with the ball up on the wing now. They get it to Raider. Down to Shook to the free throw line. Here's a shot up there and in. Taylor Court gets the field goal for Adams Central. It's now a 59-34 ball game with 15 seconds to play. Northwest with the ball back in their offensive end. A three-pointer is put up there from the left side. No good. Rebounded offensively here by a Shocker. She loses the ball in the lane, and the ball is brought out of there by Adams Central. Here's a Shook with the ball. We got a foul called with 0.4 of a second remaining. The foul is going to go on Grand Island Northwest. It'll go on Susie Jones. That'll be her first foul, team foul number five on the Vikings. So Adams Central will play things in to Shook, and that's the ball game. Quick moving little contest here tonight. Grand Island Northwest takes care of Adams Central. This one was not in doubt from the opening tap. Grand Island Northwest rolling past Adams Central in girls high school basketball tonight. Leading in all the breaks, Northwest jumped out to a 33-17 halftime lead. And the Vikings go on to beat Adams Central tonight. Final score, the Vikings 59, Adams Central 34. Back with a recap after this.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Patriot Gym at Adams Central as Grand Island Northwest destroys the Patriots tonight in girls high school basketball. Final score of 59-34. So Northwest now 7-4 on the season. They will get ready to face the Hastings High Tigers coming up next Friday night up in Grand Island. Adams Central drops to 4 wins and 7 losses. They will play Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night in Donovan. Northwest jumped out to the early lead in this one. It was 9-4 within the first minute or so of the first quarter. Northwest led at the end of the first period 18-6. Got out to a 25-8 lead in the second quarter, 33-17 late, and by halftime, the score was 33-17 in favor of Northwest. It was 48-26 after three quarters, and the Vikings go on to win tonight by a score of 59-34 over Adams Central. Scoring in the ball game for Grand Island Northwest, Mackenzie Brown. Wow, good-looking freshman here, as she had 7 3-pointers in the basketball game tonight and 3 2-point field goals. She finishes with 27 points. Brown had 18 points in the first half alone, finishes with 27. Also in double figures, exceeding 20 points, was Emily Jones. She had 10 field goals, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Brown had 27. Emily Jones had 22. Carney Keel had 6 points tonight on 3 field goals. Also scoring was Michaela Schimmer. She had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3 points. And Kaylee Warner, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line and 1 point. The Adams Central Patriots, they were led tonight by Leslie Pfeiffer. She finishes with 7 points. She had 3 field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 7. Janessa Bullen had 2 field goals. She was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line for 6 points. The other scores for Adams Central, Sydney Niemeyer finishes with 5 points. She had a 3 and a 2, and she was 0 of 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Sydney Bernacek on a couple of field goals in the ball game tonight. Emily Boniface hit a 3-pointer for her only points in the ball game. Bailey Parr, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 2 points. Taylor Cork had a field goal and 2 points for Adams Central. But again, the Patriots dropping this one to Grand Island Northwest by a score of 59-34. The only other action involving Hastings schools tonight over the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. And after the first quarter in girls high school basketball, McCook is out on top of Hastings High by a score of 26-13. 26-13, Hastings High trailing McCook. I think that's a halftime score. Halftime score, McCook out on top of Hastings, 26-13 in girls high school basketball. Got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central getting ready to take on the Vikings. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers in this ball game when we come back on 1230 KHIS.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us, with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriot Gym, in between games here tonight. The girls' game in the books tonight, as Adams Central loses to Grand Island Northwest by a score of 59-34. The Vikings led it all the stopping points tonight, 18-6. After the first quarter, 33-17 at halftime, 48-26 after three quarters, and the Vikings go on to win by a score of 59-34. Shooting numbers in the ballgame, Adams Central hit only 28% of their field goals in the contest tonight. They were 13 out of 46. Northwest did not shoot the ball especially well, but they still thumped the Patriots here tonight by 25 points. Northwest was 22 out of 63 for 35%. Three-pointers, Adams Central just 2 out of 4 for 50%. Northwest was 8 out of 16 for 50%. The rebounds, Northwest had 43 rebounds in the ball game tonight compared to only 27 for Adams Central. The Vikings out-rebound the Patriots on the offensive glass 22-8. Pretty well tells the story. Patriots ended up with 21 turnovers in the ball game, 15 for Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central had 7 steals in the ball game compared to 13 for the Vikings. Adams Central had 1 block shot. Grand Island Northwest, 1 block shot. So Northwest outshoots Adams Central 35-28 from the field, and they out-rebound the Patriots 43-27. Those numbers spell defeat for Adams Central, as the Patriots blown out tonight by Grand Island Northwest in girls high school basketball by the score of 59-34. 2:34. Tell you what, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll catch up with Adams Central boys basketball coach Zach Foster as the Patriots get ready to face the Vikings here tonight in boys high school play. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.